I see it as basically, I see it as people like the WEF, of course. I see it with the IMF. I see it with the central banks, of course, the Fed. People talk Bill Gates. You just brought up Cuban. Bill Gates is really the distraction here. He's a billionaire distraction, of course, and he does have an effect. He has an effect on people's spirit in a lot of ways that people don't realize, as far as, everybody's focusing on all the shitty stuff that he does. But, he's really answering to a bigger play. And that's why I always talk about the source of the seed. And it's dangerous for me to talk about Monsanto and Cargill. That's who I focus on, because they started in the United States of America. Cargill family goes back very a long time. Let's put it that way. You can't reach the Cargill family. They're not out in public. They do that by design. Cargill has a intelligence structure that mirrors the CIA. They have 7,000 people on the ground at any one time.
Whoa.
So you want to talk about somebody that doesn't want you to know who they are, and you say, "Who is they?" Well, it's those guys that really don't want you to know who the hell they are. They want you to know Bill Gates, and that's by design. Why do they need our attention? They
Yeah,
don't need us.
gotcha.
They don't need Oprah. Bill Gates is put on Oprah in 60 Minutes so he can be the
Right.
distraction. Cargill, I mean, just look at their family. How far do they go back? I mean, they go back to the monarchies. They go back so far that it's even hard to trace. And so how much do they control? Who controls our seed? And who truly controls the source of our seed, controls the source of everything that we are. And they've done that even before America was America. And so why would they ever give up the control of that seed? Why would they not manipulate that seed in a way that will control us in ways that we don't understand?